Greetings, lovely listeners. Today, I'm going to share with you a beautiful analogy that I call the heartbeat of mediumship. And this analogy compares basically what our hearts do with the oxygen we intake, right? That whole cycle and then expelling that carbon dioxide out, that whole cycle that is so dependent on each other, right? With oxygen, the heart, the plants, the carbon dioxide, compares that cycle to the cycle that we as mediums are in when we work with spirit and clients. So I hope you enjoy, and it brings you some beautiful understanding about how we are connected to more than just spirit during our sessions. So let's begin. So the heart of a session, right, is the medium. We have a lot of responsibility on us. We have to receive in from spirit. We have to give out to the client. You know, the client just really sits there and responds. You know, they do give us that answer, you know, that we ask for, but they've pretty much, I would say, have the easier job of a session. Medium is crucial. And then there's spirit. Spirit gives to us. They have a lot of work they have to do. They are thinking. They are not only, you know, in tune with the medium, that spirit person, and what we're receiving. They also need to be in tune, and they are, with the client, their loved one in front of us. So spirit and the medium work really, really hard during sessions. That is not to discredit the client, but it is all connected. That's what I want you to know. Because when spirit gives us something as mediums and we speak it out to the client, I believe that based on the client's emotional response, that determines and helps what spirit gives next. Spirit has a hard job to do, just like we do as mediums, but it's all connected is my point. And the analogy I give with this and like the cycle of, you know, a heart, a human, the medium with oxygen and carbon dioxide and a plant is this. So the medium is the heart. We are the heart. We are the heartbeat of this amazing connection we bring to people and when we blend with spirit. So when we do a session, what we do as a heart is we take in oxygen, and that oxygen is the spirit world. It's what spirit gives us. It's beautiful. Spirit is all around us all the time. Technically, I think we kind of breathe in spirit all the time, you know, in a way. And we breathe in and we take in this essence, this oxygen from spirit. And as mediums, we process it, don't we? And we then expel it out as that carbon dioxide to the client, who is, let's say, the houseplant, right? And then that client has to breathe in that carbon dioxide. They have to process it. And then they expel that oxygen back out into spirit. And then spirit receives that and they know, and then they give us some oxygen in here to the heart of the medium. And then we're back out to the client, the plant, and then back out to spirit, the oxygen. Why I use this analogy is to teach mediums that all three aspects, even though the client may not work as hard as spirit and the medium, and the processing and the receiving and the giving of information, they are a vital part to this cycle of flow, of life, of, oh gosh, this divine current that we are all flowing on, spirit, medium, client. And that's how it should feel. No one should be holding their breath. No one should be holding on to that oxygen or that carbon dioxide. It's quick, it's fast, it's natural, it's light. It's all three of us are dependent on each other to keep this flow, this divine current, this energy coming in, right? Not just from spirit, but to the medium, then out to the client to spirit, spirit back to the medium. It's this beautiful heartbeat of a cycle. And so we can take a step back and we can look at the three aspects here of this flow and this dependent cycle of breathing, inhaling and exhaling, medium, spirit, client, right? But then we also can take a look deeper into ourselves as mediums being the heart. We are the most important part of this cycle, but yet it can't happen without spirit and the client, really. But we're important because we have the heart. We have to, when we take in this oxygen from spirit, that split millisecond or second, the quickness of it, right? Where we receive that oxygen, we have to get it right. We can't hold our breath. We can't slow that heartbeat down. We have to relax and just receive in and release out what we're getting from spirit. And the mind and the head is not involved in this. It is a natural flow, is my point, that happens with this current. Now, the mind and the head, the mind, your conscious mind is not involved in the sense of you're not going to dissect and analyze and break up this flow. But I really want you to imagine if your mind was calm and you were just that speaker giving to the client, expelling that, you know, see that carbon dioxide. The point is, it's a flow, and the mind does not need to dissect or analyze this air we breathe in from spirit. And yet all the power is within us as mediums to control this flow. Spirit is always able to give us oxygen. You know, we can always speak to the client. Client can always speak back, right? But the power to enable meaningful conversation and messages and evidence, it's all on us as mediums, isn't it? So the point of this lecture isn't really to tell you, you know, how to silence the mind or how to let the flow happen. It's just to describe it to you as like this beautiful heartbeat that the medium is, this heart, in deep connection to this divine current, very similar to oxygen, a heart of the medium, and carbon dioxide and the client as the plant. They're all dependent on each other. And it's really amazing, you know, and you can just, when you're in the flow with the client, right, and you're not dissecting evidence or the see, feel, or know from spirit, and it's flowing, and as you're speaking, you're letting go of that receiving and speaking through the rest of that as you receive the next piece, it's really like this in, out, and then back around, in, out, like a heartbeat, boop, 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 boop. You know, and it's really amazing. It's really amazing if you can lock that in. I used to think when I was in my early days of development, I remember we did an exercise. This exercise for the first time ever when I was in training with my main mentor, and we were supposed to bring a maybe 5-minute contact from spirit. But we weren't worried about landing it, and we weren't going to check in. It was just receiving the information from spirit and speaking it as it came, not knowing who we were with in the Zoom room, whose loved one we had with us in spirit, and not landing it. It was just bring a contact from spirit and just speak what they're giving you. And I remember I brought through a man. And he talked about his 50th wedding anniversary, and it flowed so nicely. It was just spirit and me. And I remember when I ended, my mentor said, "What did you think of that exercise, Jennifer?" And my response was, "I want to work this way all the time. I don't want any responses from a client. I just want to talk to spirit." And she kind of laughed and said, "Well, you can't do that." And I thought that was so nice, Right. And I think that there is a flow in that own space between spirit and the medium that we can get to. It's a great exercise to practice to build your trust in spirit and what you're receiving, right? But that's not what our real world life is like as mediums when we're out there serving humanity. We have to, the loved one in spirit wants their loved one to be a part of it. Think about it from the spirit person's space, right? Their energy, their receivings, their emotions. How amazing is it for them to hear and feel their loved one answering and responding to the medium as the medium says exactly what they spoke through them, as opposed to never letting the client speak, you know? And spirit being connected into their loved one and their emotions when they receive from the medium, and feeling that response from the medium, you know, their loved one, and kind of just making the conversation be what it needs to be based on that. You know, this heartbeat analogy brought me into an awareness. I used to think that, like, spirit came in with the syntax and this readiness and this layout in their mind. And I do think they do that, just like we as mediums do, right? But when we start receiving and relaying to clients, I don't think it goes as planned sometimes for spirit. We sometimes misinterpret, or we don't say what we're getting. And what we do with this heart of ours when we take in that oxygen from spirit is we do hold our breath sometimes. And then what happens is we don't really relay what spirit wanted us to say in that order, obviously. And I think that spirit then is aware when the client says no, when, you know, and their client's reaction. I think spirit shifts that original syntax of thought, of message, based on the client's emotions and their responses, and, you know, their emotional response to what the medium is saying. So I think it's, you know, again, I think that this whole cycle, this heartbeat, it's crucial, right? So if you're a medium who never lets your client answer, or you're not checking in, I think we're kind of doing a disservice to the spirit people, don't you think? You want to have a conversation, think of it as with three people, not just two, which is the medium and spirit. Think about that. It's food for thought, isn't it? Different way of looking at it, but always wanting to consider maybe where the spirit people are coming in with this. But anyway, that is the heartbeat of mediumship. It's this beautiful analogy that I share with my students to help include the client and understand just the flow and the dependency on each other, and how it's really three people involved, a triangle, and not just you in spirit. Even though, as I learned during my first few years of development, it feels really comfortable, doesn't it, when we can just immerse into spirit. But that's not how we need to be, I think, working with the public and having clients in front of us. We do need them to be a part of that heartbeat, because they are an important element, aren't they? I hope that this analogy serves you well in your mediumship. Again, it's just how I work, and some food for thought again to share with you. Use it, shelf it. I hope it helps you. And we will talk to you next episode. Real quick, keep in mind, I do have mentorship starting in January. We still have maybe 3 months out to our first class, but I do have a Sunday AM group. That's a once a month Sunday AM class open. I have a Tuesday night class opening, and then a Thursday morning. So there's time, the time zone it's in the mornings definitely is conducive to my European friends joining. If you're interested, would love to have you. Email me at jenniferfezio@gmail.com if you're interested in signing up. I will talk to y'all later. Much love.